Hello everyone, welcome to our session, Making Gratitude a Habit. We will talk about gratitude and how to keep this going so it becomes a practical part of our daily lives. And also today we will look at what blocks the way in gratitude and how to unblock those parts. And of course, Inner Space is a personal development meditation center. The way we look at things is always with the mind, the mindset, the thoughts. So we will look at that as well. So maybe before we start, just maybe take a minute or so just to get comfortable where you are and make sure you're comfortable. You have what you need, pen and paper. And also check what's in your mind. If there's anything hanging from the day, maybe you had a difficult day, busy day, just to put it aside as much as you can. And also maybe ask yourself what gratitude means for you. Is it easy, difficult? What makes it easy? What makes it difficult? No, questions are always good to get your mind going into concentration. Okay, so let's talk about what is gratitude, the way we understand it. So if you look at the word, there's attitude at the end. And the beginning sounds like great. So gratitude is a kind of attitude. It's a mindset. And it's a great one because there are a lot of benefits of it. If you Google, there's so much research on it. You can see what really does it does for your mind and for your body, being grateful, having a grateful attitude. And also if you know people around you with that kind of attitude, you will see maybe they're healthier, happier, etc. So you will find them attractive most probably as a human being. So in terms of gratitude, whatever you are grateful for, if you have that mindset, it's all about you just see what is good about that person or the situation, even if there are setbacks. Or let's say if it's a person, there are some personality traits that are not so ideal for you, but still you wouldn't dwell on them. If you're grateful about that person, for example, you would focus on the goodness, the thing that really makes them special, etc. So you almost see the bigger picture and you don't really worry about those little bits and pieces. And also because when you do this, what happens is you will see the opportunity. You know, things will move in a better direction. Let's say if it's a relationship and you're grateful for that person, the relationship will move to a better place because you're focusing on the positive. And really, because there's gratefulness, it's nothing not genuine, if it makes sense. And when you're grateful, the energy is excitement, positivity, enthusiasm, appreciation, all those good feelings, they all come together. And when you have these kind of feelings, it's very difficult to go to the past or the future. So if you're grateful, most probably you'll be in the moment. And of course, when you're in the moment, again, you know, you will see the possibilities, the opportunities. And if this is your mindset, what happens is, even if there's a situation that you're not so happy about, or it's difficult, it's a difficult situation for you. Let's say you have a habit that you want to change. But if you're grateful about yourself, in terms of you as a human being, you would look at this thing you want to change, for example, as, you know, it wouldn't bother you that much, but your focus would be, for example, how would I feel? How would I be when I change this habit? Or you could even be grateful that you can see that there's something to change. Because let's face it, a lot of people won't realize sometimes that they need to change something about themselves. So you could, you know, your mind will almost like search for something to be happy about, grateful about in the situation, in the person, if this is your mindset. It's like, it's the same with negativity. You know, if you have that kind of mindset, your mind automatically searches for more negativity, you know, that kind of thing. And in terms of the feelings, if you summarize it in how gratitude feels, definitely you will feel happier. And it's not because you have everything you need and then you're happy and you become grateful. It's the other way around, actually. When you are grateful for the things that you have in your life, of course, your happiness rises. And the way you look at things is you see things in your life and you're grateful for them because you know that's what you need at that moment. So that's where the happiness comes from. You know, you're choosing to be joyful about life and everything around you. And no matter what the life is giving you, because it's almost like the machinery here, the mindset, whatever comes, it translates that into something positive. Again, it's the same with negativity, you know, even if it's a good thing, I can kind of twist it. And another thing is, so the first thing is you will definitely feel happier. And the second thing is you'll be more present, like I mentioned earlier, and you'll be more curious because if you think everything in your life is there for a reason and also it's there for your own benefit, it's good for you, it's exactly what you need, and automatically you become curious and start to think, you know, what is good in this? What is the benefit in this? Rather than almost like pushing that thing in your life that maybe, let's say, it might look not so good to other people, but because you start with this attitude, gratitude attitude, you see you start to look for the benefit in the situation, let's say. So you become curious. And another feeling you will have if you have a grateful mindset is you'll feel abundant because you don't see the lack. I mean, we all heard that expression, glass half full. So it's really a cliche, but that's how it is. When you're grateful, you will see not lack, but what you have. And also about yourself, you know, you will feel you are enough. Let's say if you had a day, at the end of the day, you will genuinely say, I've done my best, rather than, you know, beating yourself up about your mistakes, even if you had 80% good results and messed up a little bit. You won't focus on that bit. You will say, I've done my best. That kind of abundance, you know, I am enough. And another thing, when it comes to relationships, if you are a grateful person, that kind of mental attitude you have, you will feel inclusive because again, whoever is in your life, whoever is around you, you will see the benefit of that relationship. You know, you will enjoy the differences. There will be that kind of respect because there is that that positivity in your mind. And if there's a difficult person in your life, even then, you will see not things you want to change about them, but you know how can I use this situation, this personality trait, so that everybody benefits? Because it's again that the machinery is here, always working on solution, goodness, you know, moving forward. So it all brings it together. So you're not limited and just wanting, you know, like quick fixes, let's get rid of this person or this situation, but you know, you want to work with it. So happiness, being present, being curious, feeling abundant and inclusive, these are really, really amazing feelings. Imagine we felt like this every day. Wouldn't you like to feel like that? It would be really good. Who wouldn't want to feel like that? But what happens in life? You know, we don't feel like this all the time. So we'll have a look at why that happens. So let's have a look at our lives. Wherever you are in the world, when we look around, would you agree that we are so lucky that we have quite a lot to be grateful for. So maybe think for yourself for a few seconds. I'm sure most of you would agree that we are really, really lucky wherever you are in the world, because there's so much to be grateful for. So most of us feel like that, but do most of us wake up like that in the morning? Maybe not. And if not, why not? So what is taking up this space in my head so I don't feel grateful? I'm saying the space in my head because gratefulness is not something we learn, but it's something we are born with as human beings. So why don't I have these feelings naturally? So what are the blocks? We are going to look at them. And I'm sure you will also recognize them and you already know them. And we talked about it at the beginning as well. And the first one is criticism. It's that background chatter in my mind, again, that the machinery, the habit of, you know, judging, criticizing. And it could be really subtle, really. It could be just, you know, you see something in the street, somebody, or you hear a word, your mind says, oh, why is it like that? I don't mean like a really heavy judgment. It could be as simple as, oh, why is she wearing that? But, you know, that attitude can grow and color other areas of your life. And also, again, with positivity, negativity, it's the same. When you think about one negative thing, it's almost like a magnet. It will draw out other things. If you think about one negative thing, 10 more things will follow. Let's say there's somebody in your life and they do something wrong and you say, oh, you know, why did they do that? And then it's almost instant that you might forget about everything good they've done, and you forget all the wrong things they've done. It's the mindset. And then it's exhausting to live like that. But when you're content, when you're grateful, it's, and also I forgot to say, when you're like this, you know, when you're thinking about negative stuff and judgment and all that, your mind goes really, really fast. But on the other side, if you're content and grateful, usually your mind will stay on that thing. Let's say it's something beautiful that somebody did for you, or something, you know, you're really grateful that just happened, you know, it's concrete in front of you. Your mind will ponder on that. It's almost like, you know, you fall in love and then suddenly everything looks amazing. And then, or you keep thinking about the person you love, you know, it's just your mind ponders on it because it's such a lovely energy, kind of almost like craze in it. And because your mind is slow, of course, you'll have more energy. I mean, how do you feel at the end of a day where you felt happy and grateful? And or where you felt when you had a negative day full of negativity, you will feel exhausted because of, you know, too much thinking. So that's the first thing that drains our gratitude ability. And the second one is boredom, you know, feeling mundane. And then things that would lead to this is if you don't remind yourself why you're doing, for example, what you're doing, or what inspired you to do that again and again, or if you don't remind yourself the beauty of something in your life, it starts to become mundane and it's normal. It's a bit like you live in a city, and then when you first moved in, it looks amazing. It's almost like being a tourist. You know, every corner looks really amazing and attractive, but the more you live there, the more you get into habits, you don't even see the beauty. And even tourists might annoy you, you know, why are they looking at that tree, for example? It's a beautiful tree, but you forgot, if you know what I mean. So of course, if things become mundane, then it's harder to appreciate them. So doing things again and again without really think, almost like being on autopilot. So there's no creativity. You get bored, of course. Or the second thing could be, let's say your job, you know, you're grateful for your job, you know why you got it, and you're really appreciative at it. But if you're doing the same things in the same way again and again without having any creativity, then again, boredom and feeling mundane might kick in. And the third one is a feeling of lack. It could be about yourself, about things you have. And then this comes from, of course, comparison. And that's a huge habit that the whole world has. And of course, comparison can lead to jealousy and etc. But again, the root causes here is if you don't really appreciate yourself, your own value, if you don't know your own value, it's quite hard to appreciate what's around you. And because you feel you're not enough, you know, you can't really see what you have as a person, for example. It's almost like you don't feel valuable, and then everything in your life feels valueless. Yeah. And again, this criticism, boredom, what was the other one? Feeling of lack. These all come from one thing. It's the attitude of my mind. If it's negative, if it's wired that way, means if the habit has gone that way for a long time, then it's like, you know, it's automatic. And then these automatic mental habits are the block to gratitude. So it's best to start from the root cause, rather than, you know, picking up one thing in your life that, you know, I'm going to be grateful for that person, I'm going to be grateful for that job. And I mean, the exercises we'll talk about later on will be a bit like that, but I know the aim is to change my mindset. Almost like I'm trying to change the soil in my mind. So whatever seed comes in, meaning the thoughts, then they will grow in a positive way, which is gratitude in that sense. So how am I going to counterbalance this habit that's gonna be deep, and then it's coloring my attitude? As I mentioned, gratitude, it's always very good to repeat this bit. Is gratitude is not something new that we need to learn. It's something we already have. We just need to emerge. I mean, look at children. I mean, most of the time, unless they're brought up in different ways, they'll be really grateful. You know, whatever you give them, it will be so easily. They're really easily pleased. They forget about the negative stuff really quickly. So we were those children. We were grateful for every single thing around us. So what happened to us? Again, this is a negative mindset. But what I'm saying is, it is there. That's how the machinery likes to work. That's how it works. So we are gonna talk about how to undo those new habits, and maybe not undo, but emerge this gratefulness habits. It's almost like having a laser eye surgery. I don't know if any of you had, and my experience was in 2 minutes, your whole vision becomes HD. And it's like everything is so beautiful. You know, the trees have leaves. I can see them now. You know, the edges of houses. Wow, they're so beautiful. But because it happened so instantly, so quickly, that I could really appreciate it. But here we are talking about changing a habit, so that takes time. But starting with the exercise is that as if it's already happened. So that's what we're gonna try and do. So that brings us to the first thing that we are going to remember is we are going to train ourselves to see newness, you know, seeing something new in every moment. Even if it's not every moment, you know, choosing something that you want to be grateful for, and then you're focusing on it. You know, we are starting with newness because really being mundane, feeling mundane is the killer of gratitude. This is the habit we need to break, that kind of negativity especially. Again, the example of moving to a new city, you see everything easily, beautifully in this own beauty. So if I can do that when I first moved, why can't I do it six months down the road? It's the same city, same brain. What happens? So if I can do that for day one, I can do day 365. I mean, of course, what happens, we all know, is the routine, rushing and all that. Filling our minds with tasks, then it's difficult to be grateful. So it could be a terrible situation, like, you know, what we are in. I mean, hopefully we are coming out, but the coronavirus and the lockdown. You could even train yourself to see the beauty in it. And I don't mean the sad things that's happened and happening, but you can even be grateful that, you know, we are coming out of this and it's made us stronger, brought us together. I mean, we clapped for our health services every Thursday and it was so beautiful. So these things, even in terrible situations, we can be grateful. And so let's have a look at the daily practices. Seeing newness, becoming curious. That's the thing you talked about. So let's talk about three practices. But another thing to remember. So the first thing to remember was gratefulness is not something new we are learning, but it's already there. The brain is wired for positivity, for gratefulness. So the second thing is giving this a fair chance, this new habit. Sorry, not new habit. It's already there, but this new emerging. So some experts will say it takes about 3 weeks to create those, neurotransmitters, those neural pathways that will take you down the gratitude way. So if you want to strengthen them and then they become, you know, like a second nature to you, automatic, it takes about 3 weeks. And also there's another finding about creating, strengthening your neural pathways is if you start doing something for 2 days, usually, I mean, from my experience, I'll usually give up on day 3 or 4. So that's why first 2 days are really critical. But, and then first 4 days are also critical. So if you can do it for 2 days, push it to 4 days. But then doing it for 1 week, if you can do that, then it gets much, much easier. So it's not really 3 weeks, it's 1 week. And a lot of people I talk to, about, you know, learning new eating habits, they usually say first week was the difficult part. And then after that, it was just, you know, your taste buds change. I mean, in 1 week, that's amazing. Okay, so 3 weeks commitment and remembering that it's already there. I have that faith. It's there. I'm not faking myself. It's happening. So the first thing to do is a practice called stop, look, and go. So what you're going to do is you're going to find something in your life that you want to be grateful for. It could be like the lights, yeah? So you're going to put some signs around it. Let's say you put post-its on the electricity switches. So you say, for 3 weeks, I'm going to be grateful that we have electricity. But then you need to, you know, keep moving those signs. Maybe if it's on the right, move it to the left, because your eyes will get used to it and then you will stop seeing the signs. So, you know, changing that. So that's one. And then secondly, electricity, maybe you can't really do this, but in opening your senses, what I mean is really feel how valuable to electricity, my God. You know, really thinking about it, imagine it's almost like you're telling a child how amazing electricity is and yeah, and how it came about and all that kind of thing. Again, what I'm doing is I'm creating this kind of thinking, meaning I'm reminding myself that's how I used to see things. Electricity, amazing. So basically, you're enjoying. So I talked about electricity, but it could be your garden, flowers, and just enjoying, elaborating why you're grateful for this thing, and thinking about it, elaborating on it will really explore your feelings. It will help you explore your feelings. And then number three, what was it? Stop, look, and go. And number three is do something with it. Yeah. So go is do. So with electricity, I mean, you can't really do much, so don't play with around with electricity too much. But you can, I don't know, use a machine that you haven't used, that you had in your kitchen, and you can make maybe a bread machine you have that people don't usually use their bread machines, and just really appreciate the electricity, that kind of using. Or if it's your garden, sit down, smell the flowers, invite people, keep your social distancing. So doing something with it, you can take pictures and make it what your WhatsApp profile picture, so people ask, oh wow, really, really doing that. Stop, find something, create some signs to remind yourself. And number two, look, really ponder on it. Why am I grateful for this plant? Oh, it helps me get rid of negative energy from the computers. It could be anything. And then doing something with it. Yeah, so that's the first one. Stop, look, and go, and try, really try. Even one day you will see the difference. And the second one is gratitude journal. I'm sure, if not all of us, most of us heard about this. It's very popular. You can even buy gratitude journals, but I recommend you make your own. Then it will be even more precious. Make your own, meaning decoration and stuff. So why am I writing? Because if I see things on paper, my thoughts will materialize. I will see my thoughts clearly. It will be more meaningful, maybe more effective. So the homework is you challenge yourself to see 10 things every day that you're grateful for. 10 new things. So however you want to do it, until you create this habit and you start feeling that your mind is working that way. So you do that. But I would say don't leave it to the evening and think, 10 things from today. Maybe do it like you can stop every hour and look back, what happened in this hour that I could be grateful for. You can write it down or just make a mental note and write it in the evening. But I'd recommend writing then and there on your phone, or record yourself. But and also copy them on a notebook. So, and when you're doing this, yeah, I think it's best to stop a few times a day and then just count back and see how it feels. And if it's difficult to remember to do this during the day, maybe create a, it's almost like if you're doing something already, let's say you have a few hot drinks a few times a day, maybe say to yourself, when I'm having my hot drink, I'll do my gratitude journal going back to the hours from today. So that's number two. And number three is gratitude. I think this is the most important. It's the root of the root, and that's the gratitude, especially for yourself. Sorry, I'm just gonna. Because when you, again, I mentioned earlier, when you see yourself ordinary, insignificant, then your whole life feels like that. And the truth is, we are all special. We all have amazing values. Think about somebody you really love. It could be a family member, whatever. and they can't really see their own goodness. And you sometimes you can't believe, gosh, they have such amazing values, specialties. How come they don't see it? It's mostly like that for ourselves. You know, you can't really see our own value. It's crazy. So that's where we really need to start. And it's not about being selfish or kidding myself, or, you know, I'll become slack, or I won't achieve enough, I won't be loved enough if I kind of almost like slack and obviously I love myself. It's not like that. You know, you progress more. Nobody will progress and feel good when they start from the negative signs, like this is not good about me and etc. So we really need to be 100% positive about ourselves. And then, of course, it's easier to see the face our, you know, shortcomings and things we want to change. But first, we really need to be grateful about the things that we have as a person, the things that I can give to the world. And so that's the homework. Find something you do that's second nature to you, a habit that brings value to your life, other people's life, but you don't know because it's second nature to you. So you can ask people or you can just think about it. So you need to acknowledge your strength of character. So it could be maybe you're a good listener. Maybe you're a happy person. I mean, how happy people just change your whole energy. It's the biggest blessing that you can give to somebody. Maybe you're a polite person, respectful, considerate, friendly, patient. Have a look. And this strength is your power. But if you're not seeing it, you know, you can't really harness the power behind it. Let's say you're a very friendly person and it really makes a difference in people's lives, but you don't even realize it. And in a situation, somebody needs a friendly presence. But if you are in that moment, if you don't know that's your specialty and you're caught up in something else, you know, you miss an opportunity to use that power, make a difference in somebody's life. Because, you know, maybe at that moment, you're not in that mode, but that's actually your power, if it makes sense. So find that. It could be one thing. You know, you can practice it for a week and see how you're using it, how it's making a difference in your life, in people's life. And also check maybe at the end of your day how you used it that day and how it helped somebody and you and etc. And write it in your journal. I think writing is really a key that you see. The change, the improvement. When we don't write, usually there's nothing to go back to and we kind of stop seeing the progress. So it's really important. So that's one thing, finding your speciality. And second thing, again, to do for ourselves is challenge yourself to see your contribution in a situation, but it's not an obvious contribution. So you really need to become creative, almost like you're looking for an invisible hero. Let's say, again, we are doing this because we want to change our mindset back to its original programming. Let's say you had a meeting, and then normally at the end of this meeting, you didn't really say much. You would go like, oh my God, I was useless in that meeting. I didn't really say anything. You know, I just kept quiet. You didn't have any input or whatever. But you really challenge yourself to see your contribution in that situation. So your contribution could be, because you didn't contribute too much, the meeting didn't last too long. So everybody could have their lunch on time. Could be that. Or maybe because you kept silent, maybe somebody got some peace, some inspiration from you. you know, maybe they were going to say something not so nice, and they realize you're quiet, and so it could be really anything. So the first one is a real strength that you have, you see, and second one is your contribution, but it's not so visible in that situation, so you challenge yourself. And again, you can check these things when you're moving from one situation to another. Let's say the meeting finishes, rather than what happened in the meeting, you can instantly go and say, what was my contribution? Something positive. So from walking from your meeting to your home or to your desk or whatever, you can use that time. Because your mind has to think about something, you know, that then we focus on that. And the last thing is documenting your growth. Again, it could be about your gratitude, it could be about that specialty you're using, or it could be something completely different, but you have an aim for yourself, let's say a weekly goal or a monthly goal, and then you look at it at the end of that period or regularly and see how much you've progressed. And just be grateful for your progress as much as you can. And then, the main focus on is how much you progress. So that's number three about ourselves. So we talked about stop, look, and go. And then choosing one thing, really elaborating on it and saying why I'm grateful for and putting signs. It could be something ordinary that we don't really count, we take for granted, like electricity or water, or it could be something new, which is always easier. And then we talked about being grateful for ourselves, my specialty, and then also really digging deep and finding my contribution in a situation that looks I don't have any contribution. And the third one was documenting my progress, just giving myself a tap, being really grateful for my contribution. So that's that. But what happens with anything, again, in gratitude, we talked about things becoming mundane and boring. It will happen the same. Practicing gratitude, you might feel, oh man, this is boring writing this diary. So what happens? The first thing is you get bored. Maybe it becomes like a chore, you know, you just started writing, okay, 10 I have to do to that I'm grateful for, oh, I can't do this anymore. But then why? Because maybe you stop doing the look step, you know, you found something to be grateful for, but then why? Really think about it, your mind will find it. Maybe you didn't dig deep into your feelings, because when you do that, the feelings come, they stay longer, the thought stays longer, the benefits of that thought will stay with your body, with your mind. So that could be one thing, boredom. Or the second thing could be doubt, you know, creeping in. You start to think, it's not going to work, you know, I'm kidding myself. What is there to be grateful about myself? You know, I mess up everything. And if you think like that, you can also have a look at our self-esteem course. That could give you some tips as well. So that could be another thing. Doubt about the exercise you're doing, about yourself and whatnot. And number three would be a stressful period of your time, of your life. Because when there's stress, it's almost like, you know, your vision kind of tunnels, narrows down into the problem, and that's what you see. You can't really see the bigger picture. So find yours, whatever is causing, at least for 3 weeks. You know, just watch it. Why is it happening? What am I not doing here that's causing this boredom or doubt? Or how can I have some time during my stressful period, for example, so I don't stop practicing my gratitude journal. And in terms of keeping it interesting, there are loads of, again, information on the internet about being grateful, about keeping a gratitude journal. and how to keep it going and not keeping it boring. So just remember that it doesn't have to be lists of sentences. It could be you could start collecting your tickets to a beautiful journey, or a picture of somebody, or a flower. You know, it doesn't have to be just lists. It could be anything. And then, or you can just change your routine, how you do things in terms of your gratitude practice. Maybe it might be more refreshing to do it in the morning, or it would be nice to do it outside in the garden, or maybe this time I'll record myself, or maybe this time I'll tell my list to somebody. So just keep it, you know, change your routine, how you do things. And in terms of writing your gratitude, again, there are loads of internet websites. You can find some questions to inspire you. So one of the things I found, this was really cool, let me share this with you. Let's say you say, okay, today I'm going to be grateful for my shirt. And you think about the shirt, like who gave me this shirt, for example. I can remember that person, really grateful for their generosity and whatnot. Or it could be your home. You could think about the people who built this place and the land on it, and how many people who lived in it, and the energy is so good, and appreciation to all those things. You're not really going to the past, but you know, you are appreciating everything in that period. And also, I mentioned before, but really important to check your progress, especially if your mindset is wired a bit on the negative side. You have to really, really be positive with yourself, you know, how much you have improved. And if you document it, if you write it down, it's almost like, I've heard this quote, it's quite nice. So when you look at these notes and you say, oh wow, I was feeling like this, now I'm feeling like this, and I can see, oh, I didn't realize how much I've changed. So it's almost like, it's like your past self defending your present self, and then telling your future self that you progress. So that writing is telling your future self that you progress. I thought that was beautiful. And then also, I wanted to share a children's song somebody sent me the other day. I'm trying to find the name. 1 second. Okay, the name of the song is Pete the Cat, I Love My White Shoes. I can't share it with you, but please check. It's Pete the Cat, I Love My White Shoes. A very grateful cat. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful song. So have a look at that. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. We have 2 minutes. So we talked about what gratitude means, what kind of feelings we will have when we have gratitude, from happiness to inclusiveness. And then we talked about the exercises we can do, like look, stop, look, and do something about it, go. And then the things that you can be grateful for yourself. And then what might stop being grateful, like boredom, like that doubt and stressful times. So all the best. It's an amazing thing to practice, and hopefully you found it useful and enjoyed it. Thank you very much, and all the best.